Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get David Lightman here. David is the bureau chief of McClatchy, D.C., and that's where they are, McClatchy, D.C. Boy, you've got a lot of stuff on the website today.
Oh, let me tell you, yesterday was nonstop. Oh, my God.
You've been there your entire life. Have you ever seen anything happen like this?
9/11, but not in a place I'm so familiar with, put it that way, or that I work out of and have for 40 years. So,
but
no.
if people go to McClatchy, D.C., and as I said, I was talking about this before we got you on, is, you know, what you hoped to accomplish was not accomplished. And in fact, it had the exact opposite effect from what I can tell. Some people were kind of leaning towards, okay, we'll question the results of the Electoral College. But the fact of the matter is, some of those that said, yeah, we're going to do that, said, nope, forget it, we're going for it. Changed a lot of minds, but not in the way they expected to.
No, this was too much. I mean, you saw what happened. I mean, the sobering, how can I put this? I mean, it sobered a lot of people up. Although, in the House, let's see, what was it, 138 Republicans still voted to object to the...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I didn't see that part.
Pennsylvania vote in the middle of the night, and it was, I can't remember the exact, there was almost a fist fight on the floor, actually, between a congressman, Democrat from Texas, and Republican from, I think, Maryland. I might have that wrong.
My God.
Yeah, they started shouting at each other, and they had to be separated. And yeah, it was, yeah.
Wow.
Overall, yeah, I mean, you saw last night. The senators got up and made speeches. Only six of them voted to uphold the Arizona objection. So, yeah, I think they were sobered for now. But, boy.
Well, we were talking to John Larson this morning. And, you know, he's... And a number of people, Democrats, but maybe some Republicans are in on this, as far as the 25th Amendment. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, we wrote about that last night.
Yes, you did.
There's a lot. It's bubbling up. And there were reports that, in fact, some of the Trump people are quietly trying to do that. How can I put this? Democrats are open about this. Do it. It would take Vice President Pence and the majority of the executive appointments, i.e. the cabinet and a few others, to do this. And if Trump resisted, in I think it's 4 days later after he resisted, Congress could convene and vote. They need a two-thirds majority in each house to not throw him out, which is tough. But, yeah, there is serious talk about that, not just Democrats, but apparently very quietly Republicans.
Right.
Will it happen? I think this instance is so stunning. I mean, look, I've been going to the Capitol forever. And we used to half joke that if they get where we are, and we're right outside the Senate gallery, it's where my desk is, on the third floor of the Capitol, you have to go through three different metal detectors just to get there. And we would half joke that if the terrorists ever get this far, it doesn't matter, we're gone. Well, they got that far. I mean, that was the one place you felt so safe and so secure. How did this happen? I don't get it.
And, of course, now, as often happens after instances like this, okay, so how did this happen, and what's wrong with security, and do we have to beef it up? And as you say, to get into the Capitol, even now, even before this, it's not an easy thing to do.
No, but listen, I go through the mags, my belt goes off, and two officers suddenly, you know, get near me to make sure. I mean, honestly, I cannot fault what I see every day. I mean, first of all, half the streets are around there are closed now, and they have gates and guards and you name it. I mean, I can go on and on, but security, even in the press gallery, there's always an officer in there.
Wow.
There is security. I can't imagine how this happened. It's just stunning to me.
We have a number of people, David, that I'm sure you'll be writing about later today, McClatchy, D.C. But back to that Republican point you made just a few seconds ago, it seems like a number of Trump staffers and maybe a cabinet member or two, though I don't know I've seen that, they're stepping down. They're saying, hey, I'm out of here. Bye.
Yeah, they've had it. Well, to me, the real symbol of all this is Pence, who not only rejected Trump before any of this happened, but made that speech last night and presided over this and apparently was just really, jarred by everything. So Pence has sort of stepped away from Trump himself. Yeah, this drama's not over yet by any means.
Did the president, just at the rally, okay, let's talk about that. Number one, an impressive number of people showed up. Yeah. But number two, did he actively encourage them to go to the Capitol?
Oh, boy. That's for the lawyers to figure out. I mean, he said go to the Capitol. He didn't say tear the place down. He didn't specifically say, invade it. He didn't specifically urge violence. So.
Yeah, but he's saying we want a response here. That's what we want.
Yeah. No, it depends. Again, that's one of those legal questions that supporters will say no, and critics will say he incited a riot.
He certainly get it. It's being hung on him. So there you go. I don't know that he should have shown up anyway. That probably would have been the wisest thing to do, but that's him.
He's been on this, kick for a month that somehow the election was stolen, and his supporters, or at least not all his supporters, but those who believe that get more and more and more frustrated over this, and here you had this rally, and they just exploded.
Well, as a longtime Washingtonian and watching what's going on with the federal government, 2016, Hillary Clinton, you got the Russians going, you fooled around with that for 3 years, you got that going, and basically she said, she was kind of a government in exile in a sense. She really wasn't, but, that was it. But, I mean, even before 2004, I think it was, in Ohio, John Kerry lost Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But there were people saying, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. He should have won Ohio. So, I mean, this has been protested. I think it was Maxine Waters that was in charge of this and others. But, I mean,
Barbara Boxer back. In fact,
was it Barbara Boxer? Okay.
In the Senate, and they did vote, by the way. They did vote on her objection, and she lost 75-1.
Oof, God, that hurts.
I know.
That hurts. And that's why she's out of politics now, I guess. And, then, of course, I still like the story, and this is trivial now, but the Emmanuel Cleaver, Reverend Cleaver, actually, and former mayor of Kansas City, I might say, he got up there and said, amen, a woman.
Right.
He says he was joking.
I suspect, who knows with Cleaver. Cleaver's a very friendly guy.
He is.
If he walked into your studio, he'd do an hour on your show and everybody'd love him.
He'd done that before when I was working out there.
There you go. Yeah, so you know the guy. I mean, joking, I mean, he's not.
I think that's what it was. And his explanation was, even though there is no such word as a woman. Well, there is a man and a woman. That was a great movie. But anyway, the point is that, he said, I was just doing it because there's so many women in the chamber now, so I wanted to acknowledge that.
Yeah, I'll take him at his word on that, knowing Cleaver. Cleaver is not,
pretty straightforward.
Yeah, he's not a prophet. There's no nuance with Cleaver, right? No, I mean, that's not Cleaver. No, there's no hidden message there.
Do you think it would be worth it? If in fact they invoked the 25th, I mean, there are other people talking about impeachment. I think you're way too late for that. But if you do the 25th, you're only looking at 16 days, right?
Yeah, but people are, a lot of critics are frightened about what he might do in those 16 days.
Oh, amazing.
I mean, there's a feeling there that the fact that he didn't, how can I put this? He keeps riling up these people about
fraud.
He does.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, and look, I mean, you can go on and on with this. His refusal at first to sign the big economic relief package over Christmas. I mean, things like that. There's a real fear of what's going to happen here. It reminds me of Nixon in the final days of Watergate.
Well, when you get a chance, you'll find out about it at McClatchyDC.com. That's McClatchy.com, a chain of very fine newspapers. And so, I mean, you know, Sacramento Bee, can't beat them. McClatchyDC.com. Hey, David, thank you much for being on again.
Pleasure. Anytime. Let's hope things calm down.
Oh, I hope.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.